Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Today, I want to speak with you about the half full glass. So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. You know, recently I saw this story and I want to read it to you. It's about the glass being half full or half empty. So once upon a time, a philosophy professor walked around on stage while teaching stress management principles to an auditorium filled with students. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected they'd be asked the typical glass half empty or glass half full question. Instead, with a smile on her face, the professor asked, "How heavy is this glass of water I'm holding?" Students shouted out answers ranging from 8 ounces to a couple of pounds. She replied, "From my perspective, the absolute weight of this glass doesn't matter. It all depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute or two, it's fairly light. If I hold it for an hour straight, its weight might make my arm ache a little. If I hold it for a day straight, my arm will likely cramp up and feel completely numb and paralyzed, forcing me to drop the glass to the floor. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it feels to me." As the class shook their heads in agreement, she continued, "Your stresses and worries in life are very much like this glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a bit longer and you begin to ache a little. Think about them all day long and you'll feel completely numb and paralyzed, incapable of doing anything else until you drop them." Wow, I loved this story because it so ties in with the law of attraction. What we think about expands, like attracts like. So if we're carrying around these worries, if we're carrying around these doubts, if we're carrying around these fears, we can't possibly be in alignment with that higher power, this universal power that we're trying to tap into. When you're not in alignment with your inner being or this universal power, you have these feelings of doubt, fear, worry, jealousy, anger, and whatever those feelings are. So let's remember to pay attention to our thoughts and pay attention to our emotions. Because oftentimes, if we have this story or this thought that's running in our head, we have emotion with it. And if that emotion feels bad, if that emotion is pulling us down, then what we need to do is quiet the mind, realign with the truth of who we are, tap into this higher power. And remember, we raise our vibration by quieting the mind. That can be through meditation, through breathing, through walking in nature. Recently, I was telling someone I spent some time in the United States Navy, and the most elite fighting forces in the world are the Navy SEALs. And the Navy SEALs and other forces use breathing techniques to calm themselves down, to quiet their minds, to become completely centered before they have to go into stressful combat situations. So use your breath. Try this technique. Breathe in to the count of four. Hold it for the count of four. Breathe out for the count of four. Hold for the count of four. Breathe in to the the count of four. Hold to the count of four. Breathe out to the count of four. Hold to the count of four. You can see there's four parts to this process. Breathing in, holding. Breathing out, holding. It's called the box breath. Try this technique with your meditation. Pay attention to your breath. As you do this, all the incessant thoughts, all these crazy dominating thoughts that we go through life with every day, you can quiet those down. Take back control of your life and your emotions. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day.